At a recent briefing, Information Minister Monica Mchangwa announced the reopening of schools on Monday, the 30th of August. The government says the reopening will be staggered, with examination classes poised to resume face-to-face lessons, while others will return to class on September 6. The announcement of school reopenings follows a two-week extension of the Level 4 lockdown against COVID by the government. Authorities say that there has been a 32% decrease in weekly infection rates, with cases sliding from 3,761 for the week ending August 15 to 2,564 the following week. The government claims that it made the move after consulting with stakeholders such as the health ministry and teachers' organizations. But observers say that the government acted too quickly and did not give stakeholders enough time to prepare. The unions have also been locked in wage disputes with the government and maintained that their grievances have also not been met. The Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Takaba Firajo Konke, is saying the reopening of schools is not tenable at the moment, raising what he calls the teachers' legitimate demands in terms of their welfare, health and safety, and lack of COVID-19 safety measures in schools like masks and sanitizing machines.
What is clear is that nothing has changed in schools. The 500 million that was allocated for COVID abatement equipment is not filtered to the schools. Several schools have no running water or reliable sources of water. Teachers, who in essence received starvation wages on payday, have exhausted that starvation wage on payday, and if nothing, footing their bills to their respective stations, let alone paying fees for their own children. Ministry should have done better by engaging teachers and coming up with their realistic opening dates.
Joe added that the government sidestepped ongoing consultations between the ministry and teachers in going ahead with the reopenings without meeting. The Agricultural Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe represents rural schools where the greater part of the country's population at 60% resides. The Secretary General of the Union, Obed Masaraore, agrees with Joe.
We just learned on social media that government is now going to be opening schools on the 30th of August. Obviously, they made some claims that the preparations for schools opening had been done extensively. But they fall short when it comes to explaining how are the teachers prepared to teach, how are the learners prepared to learn, how are the parents themselves prepared to fund the education, since we know that the parents are funding the bulk of the education budget. Government only funds for teacher salaries. From our perspective, when it comes to teacher preparedness, the teachers can only be prepared to teach if they receive their pre-October 2018 salaries. Government made a pledge last year in 2020 that by July 2021, they would have restored the value of our pre-October 2018 salaries.
Teachers' unions want the government to revert back to paying teachers in US dollars, citing erosion from hyperinflation. Meanwhile, VOA spoke to parents in Bulawayo in reaction to the government directive. Fortune Moyo, a mother of three school children, welcomes the directive.
I think it's a brave decision by government to reopen schools, and I think it's a welcome development, especially for school children who are writing exams this year. Parents with school children who are candidates were a bit apprehensive. Well, as for vaccination, it's really a tricky situation because there is still the issue of choice for one to get the vaccine or not to get the vaccine. Unless if government suddenly says every teacher should be vaccinated and produce a vaccination card. Yeah, of course, the time frame of saying schools are opening next week and suddenly we have to start looking for school fees. As parents, we'll do that. We'll go in and out here and there and make sure that we get the fees because we do want the kids to go to school.
Another parent, Simban Paraganda, believes the decision by government was rushed, leading him to raise concerns about COVID-19 infections.
As parents were of the mind that the government should have first inoculated teachers and students and ensure that everything is in place before schools reopen. But basically on the issue of school fees, most parents, were not prepared. And I think there was need for government to give parents, say, 2 weeks or a month.
Local media reports that the Medical Practitioners Association supports the reopening of schools, citing the latest information from the Minister of Health on declining infection and death rates. Still, observers say the reopenings hang in the balance as long as teachers and the government cannot agree on a way forward. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigwando in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.